guys. So BBC 7 is a digital radio station that nobody's really sure what its remit is, but it does have on CBeebies radio, which is like the CBeebies on the telly, but the radio version.
Yep.
And there's a show, well, the CBeebies radio is every day between 2 and 5, I believe.
Yeah, it is, and it's a good time to put it on as well, because kids are coming home from school at that time, so they can sort of eat their sandwiches in the kitchen with that on.
It's got Charlie and Lola on there.
Yep.
There's a list of kids' TV shows here that I'm not fully aware
shall
of. Where are Charlie and Lola?
Shall I explain what the rest are?
Story Makers, they make stories.
Jelly and Jackson are the stars of Story Makers. They put stories into the story
machine.
Isn't
she in the X-Files?
That's Gillian Anderson.
Right.
Jelly and Jackson are the story makers. The Koala Brothers are two koala bears who fly an aeroplane in Australia.
Are they brothers?
That's all you need to know. Yes, they are the brothers. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Lumberjacks, they do... It's fun with numbers, really.
So like lumberjacks.
Three, yeah.
But without trees.
Three and one is four, obviously, and then they'd do a 10-minute programme all about number four.
Great.
Boogie BBs is brilliant. Pete and Nat are the two presenters of Boogie BBs, and it's basically a keep-fit dance thing for kids.
Great.
My son loves that one. It's good. Yeah, so that's kind of the stars of CBeebies Radio.
And they have lots of stories read by famous people, but occasionally they get rid of the famous person rule and let people like Dominic or Dave read a story. Now,
hello.
The reason I say or is because Dominic and Dave have recorded a story each, and it's going to go on the website, and people are going to be able to choose who they'd like to hear read the story. Is it Comedy Dave? You know, recently divorced. He recently had just been on a... basically, he got caught speeding. And rather than get points, had to go on a special course.
Speed awareness course.
Well, they teach him how to drive safely, like the rest of us.
That doesn't make me a bad person.
You can either choose him, or the happily married father of two, Dominic Byrne.
Hello.
Yeah, but I'll be a dad in a couple of weeks' time.
Well, you say that. I mean, Jane's going to have a baby, but, you know.
You still have 6 points, Dave.
So
better
anyway...
nine, though.
So they've recorded these stories, and from 9 o'clock on the website, bbc.co.uk/CBeebies, the rules and all the details of how to vote are there. The rules, brilliant.
Mm.
And the winner will be announced next Thursday, and they'll get their version of the story aired on the radio sometime after that. So, shall we have a little listen and find out how it all went?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Just before you play the clips, it's not as easy as it sounds.
It's quite complicated being a children's story reader because you have to get all the intonation right, and you're also not allowed to have the page turning in there.
Right.
So it's actually quite a complicated procedure. You have to do it bit by bit and get it all right.
Also,
just to clarify, we both read the identical same story, so it's a level playing field, and you can vote on who you prefer.
All right, well, let's have a listen to... it's like Big Brother. Here are your highlights, Dominic, of your storytelling adventures.
Said the dog with a stick.
The frog.
What did I say? The dog with a stick. There's no dog with a stick in this. Would have to be a very good swimmer. Ridiculous voice. Suppose a champlin?
Plop. Plop. Right, okay, good.
It's hard, isn't it?
So they're your highlights, Dave. Here are your highlights.
Hello. My name is Dave, and today I'm going to read you the story of the two frogs. The dog. Actually, I need to do different voices, don't I? It's me all the way through. The hardest thing is remembering which frog is which.
Yes.
Plop! Plop!
Wow!
The hardest thing is remembering which frog is which.
Yeah, because
there's two frogs in there, and you have to have a different voice for each one, and then swap back to yourself. It's complicated.
It's a nightmare.
It's like three different characters.
Right, all right. Well, here is...
not that I think of myself as a character.
Once, there were two frogs sitting on a lily pad in the middle of a large pond.
I like your voice. I like your intonation. That's very nice. Here's Dave's.
Once, there were two frogs sitting on a lily pad in the middle of a large pond.
See, Dave sounds scary to me.
Do you think?
Yeah. I'm a grown-ass man, and that still scare me. I don't know about children, you know? Dominic says,
but this is such a large pond, it would have to be a mighty throw to reach us out here.
And Dave says,
this is such a large pond, it would have to be a mighty throw to reach us out here.
Can I just ask you a question? Do both of the frogs in your story sound like you? Do you know what the ending?
No, this, what I did, right, in order to differentiate them, I made one of them have a slightly higher voice than me, yeah, and one of them have a slightly lower voice than me, so we had high frog and low frog.
Brilliant.
Your he frog laughed so much, he fell into the pond.
He laughed so much, he fell into the pond.
You sound weird.
Plop.
All right, so we have... do you want to hear what a chunk each of the story?
Go on then, yeah.
Okay. Who do you want to hear first? Let's play Dave's first, shall we? Ladies and gentlemen, here is a story as read by Comedy Dave.
Once, there were two frogs sitting on a lily pad in the middle of a large pond.
Oh, that's not me.
Sorry.
Hello, my name is Dave.
Oh,
and today, I'm going to read you the story of the two frogs. Once, there were two frogs sitting on a lily pad in the middle of a large pond. One of the frogs was holding a stick.
What's that for?
Asked the other frog.
That's for protection, said the frog with the stick. This stick is to beat off the dog.
What dog?
Said the other frog, quickly looking over his shoulder.
I can't see a dog. There's no dog.
Not now there isn't. Not at this moment, replied the frog with the stick.
I see one frog. One frog is like this.
And another frog is like this.
Right. High frog and low frog.
Do they look different?
They look... Well, no, they're very similar. They're both green.
One has a stick.
Webbed feet, and one has a stick.
So one is like a an innocent
high
little frog,
frog,
and the other one is like a
low frog,
frog. That beats off dogs.
Beats off dogs.
Wow, what a story this is! Yeah. I can't wait to find out what happens at the end.
Once there were two frogs sitting on a lily pad in the middle of a large pond. One of the frogs was holding a stick.
What's that for?
Asked the other frog. For protection, said the frog with the stick. This stick is to beat off the dog.
What dog? Said the other frog, quickly looking over his shoulder. I can't see a dog. There is no dog.
Not now, there isn't. Not at this moment.
Has he got a cockney? That frog.
Moan.
That frog has got foreign accent syndrome.
Like Derek James.
I'll tell you what.
No, it is very loud.
It's no frog because I just beat the crap out of it.
Big stick.
Well, if you want to vote, go to the website, which is bbc.co.uk/CBeebies, CBEEBIES, and vote for either Dave or Dominic's story, right?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Good night. Right. See this link from yesterday's Portishead and Sour Times. Sour Times by Port-